Executive Branch. For animal distress concerns, please press 1. For general information, please press 2. For animal control concerns, please press 3. To reach a member of the team at the Victoria Branch, please press 4.
Victoria SPCA, this is Shauna speaking.
Oh, hi, wonderful. I finally got to speak to someone. I'm calling because I was told by someone that the SPCA had picked up my mother's parrot. My mother died, and she left the bird alone, and I was told it was given to the SPCA. However, wait, the story's not over. She died 4 years, 8 months ago, and someone just told me that her estate is going to be billed by the SPCA for the care of the parrot for the 4 years and 8 months. Is that true?
This is the first time I've heard of something like this.
You don't imagine?
That being said,
I'm sorry.
I don't know anything about this situation. I can direct you towards the call center. They might have something on file with them. But this is the first time I've heard of this.
Okay, because they told me that the bird was in, with a foster family, a foster guardian, a foster owner. And the bird had been there for 4 years and 8 months up till the present date. And the trustee of the estate, who closed the accounting 2 years ago, suddenly sends me an email and says, oh, the SPCA hasn't issued an invoice yet. The amount is going to be substantial. That was his word. Because they're billing you for fostering your mother's parrot. I think the trustee maybe is a little bit off the deep end, but I wanted to double check what was going on before I answer the trustee.
I see, and I just want to get a little bit more information here so I can make an educated guess on what's going on here. So with this parrot, it was surrendered over to the SPCA at the time?
Probably. My mother died. I'm not in British Columbia. I'm in Montreal. My mother died in North Saanich, and she was alone at home, and the only company she had was an African gray parrot. She'd had him for about 30 years, but you probably know
the name of this parrot?
BB. Just with two capital B's. And my mother had this parrot for 30 years. She died. I don't know what happened to the parrot at that point because I'm on the other side of the country and I'm getting all sorts of different stories, even about her death. But my feeling was if somebody got the parrot, and I'm told by the trustee that it was the SPCA who got it. You see, in Montreal years ago, I used to volunteer for the SPCA and I worked fostering little wild animals, birds and squirrels and stuff. And I called them up right away and they said they'd never heard of anything like this. But, you know, they said I should call BC and double check. So I just want to find out whether the story I'm getting from the trustee is full of hot air or there is such a thing as billing the estate of a deceased person for the foster care of a bird for 4 years and 8 months.
I just want to see, and how do I spell BB? I want to see if I can find that damn file here.
Okay, two capital B's. Would they use my mother's family name for this?
I'm going to try searching through the parrot first, and if I can't find anything there, then I'll try going by the owner. For BB, is that BIBI?
BB, just capital B, capital B.
Oh, I see two B's.
It would have happened around the end of 2016 or early 2017 that they brought the bird in. I don't know how old your records are.
Yeah, these do go back quite some time. Maybe I will try looking by owner. What would be the first and last name?
Okay, the first name, Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A.
Yeah.
Wellham, W-E-L-H-A-M.
W-E-L-H-A-M, sorry?
That's correct.
Did she live out in Sydney?
She lived in Sydney, North Saanich at 8591 Lockside Drive.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I see. It looks like this parrot has been surrendered.
When did that happen? Do you have a date?
One moment here. Okay, I do have the surrender receipt.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Can I get a copy of that if I give you a copy of my mother's will? Because she made me her heir.
I see, yeah. One moment. Just typically, since I have yet to encounter a situation like this, I just want to get a little bit more information on it before I send anything out.
Sure.
Just for confidential reasons. That being said, I just want to take a look here. But it does look like under your the profile it does say that she has surrendered this parrot. As soon as an animal comes in and is surrendered into our care, from that point on we take care of all the fees that are incurred.
Okay, so my mother surrendered the animal, or someone did surrendered it in her name?
It's possible that someone surrendered it in her name.
Okay, do you have the date? What date was that?
This would have been August 30th, 2016.
Okay. Because the trustee is trying to bill me for foster care of the parrot for 4 years and 8 months. Yeah. Could I possibly get a copy of that? I could email you my mother's will so you know, and my ID so you know who I am. And I would appreciate it. Do you have any record of the bird being adopted?
Give me one moment. Yeah.
Sure.
It doesn't appear so. Looks like it's just in foster care right now.
The bird is still in foster care?
It's possible. I'm not too sure if this is an outdated record for the parrot.
Okay.
That's definitely going to be something I'm going to look into, though. So what would be best for right now is I'm going to give you a branch email. And if you send in photos of your will and just identification, and then I'll be reviewing this with one of my colleagues tomorrow.
Terrific.
Right now we are just operating on a limited system, just with some technical issues.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'll definitely be under review tomorrow. My name's Shondor.
How do you spell that?
That's S-A-N-D-O-R. So.
Okay, Shandor. Okay.
Like Sandor.
Okay, and what email should I send the ID to?
So this is Victoria.
Okay.
At SPCA.
Yeah.
Dot BC.
Yeah.
Dot CA.
Okay, I will send you my ID and my mother's will. And as it happens, do you have pictures of the bird? Do you photograph them when they come in?
We do, but unfortunately at the moment I can't send any of this over to you.
Okay, well, I was going to say that because after my mother died, I got in touch with the witness to her will. And he happened to photograph my mother feeding the parrot. So the front end of the parrot and my mother's hands are in the picture. So there's something there to identify the bird if necessary.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that's great.
Okay, I'll send that over. What time is it now in BC?
It's 4:15.
Okay.
Is it on your end?
Let me just turn my thing back on. 7:21. Maybe I'm off a couple of minutes.
Okay, I see. So you're a couple hours ahead of us.
Okay.
Feel free to call past any time past 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. You will call me or I'll call you?
We'll be reaching out to you. It might not be until a little bit later on in the day.
Okay.
Otherwise, feel free to reach out to us whenever you feel the need.
Okay. I'm going to put a package together for you so you know who I am and who the bird is. And I would really appreciate any information that you have about the bird.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Also, in your email, if you could attach your phone number as well, that would definitely make things easier for us reaching out to you as well.
Terrific.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Find all this stuff for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.